This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
...of complete carbon-free energy by 2050. The workshops will continue for another year, after which agency leaders hope to have info or recommendations for state lawmakers. Illinois lobbyists may soon have to disclose how much they're being paid to influence legislation. A House bill would, for the first time, require lobbyists to report how much they receive from each of their clients. Currently, lobbyists just have to report how much they spend on meals, gifts, and other lobbying-related expenses. More at our website, nowdecatur.com.
He's doing it again. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. For the second time in days, President Biden is going to give more Americans student loan debt relief. Continuing to get around the Supreme Court rejection of the much bigger Biden student loan forgiveness plan last year.
This is in addition to what the president said in Wisconsin earlier this week. $7.4 billion in additional student debt relief. That's going to affect some 277,000 students. That's a grand total of $153 billion. This is getting closer to double the size of the Ukraine aid package that's stalled in Congress right now.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. The U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem is urging American government employees to limit travel within Israel, fearing an Iran attack. The Wall Street Journal reports it may be imminent within days.
At the State Department, Secretary Blinken is making lots of calls to other countries as Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu makes this vow.
Whoever hurts us, we hurt him.
Iran's supreme leader vowed to retaliate against Israel for a strike in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. Israel has not taken responsibility for that attack.
Cox's Jackie Heinrich, FBI Director Christopher Wray's warning of increased terror threats here in the U.S., telling a House hearing.
Increasingly concerning is the potential for a coordinated attack here in the homeland, akin to the ISIS-K attack we saw at the Russia Concert Hall just a couple weeks ago.
The House today is expected to vote again on a key national security tool, a section of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act that some fear can lead to Americans being wiretapped. Some Republicans refused to advance it the other day, but Congressman Russell Fry tells Fox Business.
There are things when you need to get a speedy warrant that you can do, but you can do this in a lawful way that adheres to the Constitution and puts these guardrails on these agencies that have abused this for years.
Former President Trump wants to kill FISA, saying it was used to spy on his 2016 campaign. He'll meet today with House Speaker Mike Johnson, who calls FISA a vital tool. America's listening to Fox News.
Don't let everyday aches and pains keep you from living your best life.
I don't think I really understood what people meant when they talked about pain until I started feeling it myself.
Start feeling better every day with Relief Factor, a daily supplement designed to support your body's fight against aches and pains.
Not only do I move better without pain, I just feel better.
Created by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that target four metabolic pathways to address pain. Relief Factor doesn't just mask aches and pains, it helps reduce or even eliminate them.
Today, I do the things I love, and it doesn't occur to me to think about pain.
You can feel the difference all day, every day.
Join the over 1 million people who have tried Relief Factor's 3-week quick start kit. It's only $19.95. Visit relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF. And feel the difference of Relief Factor.
Shots fired in Memphis, Tennessee early this morning when police approached a suspicious vehicle. Two police officers were wounded and so were two other people when the cops fired back. They are all hospitalized. There's a settlement in Pennsylvania that'll prevent some people from making their own guns.
Philadelphia filed a lawsuit against two companies accusing them of promoting gun violence by selling parts for consumers to produce untraceable ghost guns. JSD Supply of Pennsylvania has agreed to not sell its products in the state for 4 years. Polymer 80 of Nevada said it won't sell to anyone in Philly and nearby counties, also for 4 years. City officials say ghost guns are the weapon of choice for children and criminals not allowed to own standard firearms. Last summer, a gunman armed with weapons he made himself went on a shooting spree in Philadelphia, killing 5 people. Jill Nato, Fox News.
An NFL player has turned himself in Texas. Rashee Rice of the Kansas City Chiefs accused of causing a crash.
He's facing 8 charges after he was behind the wheel for this chain reaction crash that injured multiple people on the Central Expressway March 30th. Police say Rice was speeding in a Lamborghini SUV alongside a speeding Corvette, and both drivers lost control. Neither Rice nor his attorney have commented since charges were filed, though Rice has said he accepts responsibility.
That's Blake Hansen with Fox 4 TV in Dallas. They're back on the famed Masters course. Play resumed at Augusta in Georgia, where they still have to finish the first round of the first major tournament of the year before playing round two today. Tiger Woods is among the golfers who didn't complete round one that started late because of a weather delay. He's at one under par, six strokes back of the leader, Bryson DeChambeau, who did finish.
It's always great getting off to a hot start. Three under, your first three holes kind of get you settled. I knew it was going to be a tough day today with the wind and even tomorrow. So a lot of patience is required around this golf course.
Scotty Scheffler is in second place. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Coach House Garages, designed to fit your life, budget, and dreams. Built on generations of Amish craftsmanship with the best warranty in the industry, where service is more than a promise, it's a guarantee. Their custom-built buildings have been turned into all kinds of spaces, from garden sheds and pool houses to workshops and guest houses. The possibilities are endless. You can count on Coach House to listen to your needs and create the perfect building to fit your vision. For more information, visit CoachHouseGarages.com.
Bring in the fashion at Shop on Main. Stop in today to see the beautiful selection of vibrant colors and apparel, fun and beautiful accessories, including the new Chala handbags. New arrivals are coming in daily, and you'll be sure to dance into spring with the latest fashions. Don't wait. Shop today at Shop on Main and the Party Shop in beautiful downtown Decatur. Shop on Main, 407 North Main, Decatur.
Here's a look at your news. Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. Rain in the morning. Mostly cloudy to start, then sunny. High near 62 with some wind. Then tonight, clear and windy with a low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74. Sunday, mostly sunny. High near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. And this look at your weather, it's brought to you by Shop on Main, downtown Decatur. Modern looks, old-fashioned pampering.
Good morning and welcome to the Friday edition of Byers & Company. This hour, we're going to take a little trip to Johns Hill, right? One of my favorite places. Got a whole studio full of guests. We'll also check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, the Brinkouter Home Highlight. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
If you want to see something spectacular in District 61, I would highly encourage you to, however you want to go about this, but if you get a chance, take a tour of Johns Hill. It is one of the most amazing architectural pieces we have in this entire community. Now, we spent 8 years at Johns Hill with our family, the old school, not the new school. But it always had this culture. English is a second language. It always sort of felt like the mini United Nations. You know, our guy was in like 3 years of Spanish by the third grade. It was just a wonderful experience. The parents were heavily involved. Even with the oldest building in the district, there was sort of a magic about the place. But now it's unbelievable. You look at that park, you look at that neighborhood, you look at this new building, and it's the theater is stunning. You could put it on the campus of Millikan University, and it would look at home with what they have there with the new School of Theater and Dance. And it's our great pleasure to welcome into the program the principal of Johns Hill. It's hard for me to say that because Mr. Prangy was there for so long. Michelle Bonebrick, how are you?
We're doing really good today. We would really like to thank you for giving us this time to kind of highlight some of the things that are happening at Johns Hill. So thank you for dedicating that time, not only for us, but for the entire district.
Well, listen, you know, a school district the size of DPS, is usually putting out fires or reacting to this or that. And people don't put aside the time to talk about all the positive things that are happening. And you got to have some sort of context. When you got 7,000 plus kids, yeah, you're going to have a fight every once in a while, but you're also going to have about 98 other great stories that go along with that. So thank you for being here today. Now, you were assistant principal for quite a while under Rob, right?
Yes, I was. I was assistant principal for 14 years under Rob Prangy.
Yeah. Am I lying or am I wrong about the vibe at Johns Hill?
Not at all. We really pride ourselves on all of the things that you had just spoke about. But most importantly, we pride ourselves on the arts integration piece. That's kind of our identity and why we do what we do at Johns Hill. And here this evening or this morning, hopefully you'll be able to hear that enthusiasm and that focus in different voices.
Okay, well, that's fantastic. Kevin Hell is with us. You teach social studies.
I do. I have the honor to teach John Sill and that mini little United Nations you were talking about.
Yeah, and you're in a play this weekend.
I am. I'm a shark in Finding Nemo Jr.
Have you pull that microphone up just a little bit?
Sure. I'm a shark in Finding Nemo Jr.
There you go.
Yep.
That theater. I mean, I don't know if people haven't had a reason to be in the building that they know, but it's spectacular.
Oh, truly state of the art. It has a sound studio behind it that, like we were talking about earlier, could be on the campus of Millikan University. The stage is top notch. The lighting, I mean, the spotlight lighting is spectacular. It's a great venue, and Decatur should be really proud of it.
Now, I know that outside people use this occasionally, right? I mean, it's certainly for your students in the district, but other folks can use this.
Absolutely. We've had several different organizations that have asked to use the facility for sure. And just the technology piece of it as well. We have, like Mr. Hale had said, state-of-the-art technology, lighting. It's really one of the best theaters we have in the area, not just in Decatur.
What does it see? What's the capacity?
Oh, I'm not even really sure. What is it?
I believe our capacity is like 703. And I know it's kind of odd to have that extra number. But they've kind of allowed us to be able to try to get as many students, in sure. one location as we can.
So the possibilities are endless. Yes. I would think for potential performances. It's just amazing. All right. So how many, you've been principal for how long?
Principal officially for 1 year.
Okay.
Assistant principal for 14.
And then the 1 year. What's the biggest difference between being an assistant principal and being a principal?
Oh my goodness. There's a lot of difference between the two roles for sure. I used to tease Mr. Prangy, honestly, about him going to all the meetings and making me do all the work as an assistant principal. But I know now that it has a whole lot more to do than just going to meetings. The main thing is that it's just the wide view lens that you have to use sure. as a principal, whereas an assistant, you're kind of getting that tunnel vision.
You're focused on a very yes. specific thing.
And so that's one of the main changes is just the wider lens that you have to use as a principal.
All right. Day-to-day life, you know, inside of Johns Hill. And as an English as a second language school, right? A lot of kids coming to your school, assimilating into the community. And that's everything from, you know, doctors, you know, moving here from another country. It's all across the board, right? Mm-hmm. And how special is that to kind of, you know, to have that unique identity in District 61?
Absolutely. It's a huge identity for us at Johns Hill, but especially for District 61 as well. We really pride ourselves on that aspect. We have 12 different languages right now that we represent or that are represented in our ESL department. It's growing every day. We usually have probably weekly at least 3 or 4 different students that are getting screened for that program a day. And so it's really growing, and we really are excited about being able to offer that type of environment for all of the students.
Yeah, pretty amazing.
I mean, every day, Brian, I get the honor to rise in a class that has 2 beautiful students from India. I have 2 Islamic students, 9 Hispanic students in my homeroom with the 2 gentlemen to my right, and we get to rise every day and say the Pledge of Allegiance together. I mean, It's a wonderful thing to see every day and be a part of.
Yeah. We used to celebrate the melting pot. I'm glad to hear that we still are. Yeah. Which
we
is
also
pretty amazing.
Have some Ukrainian students that just came today or this year, actually.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. So those are obviously families that you know, have been through a lot. And so you work as sort of a landing space for them, you know,
yes,
home,
sir.
Right? I mean, that matters.
Yeah, I have a Ukrainian student in my classroom in my seventh hour, and sometimes I have to translate directions to him through my cell phone to get him to understand what's going on. But he's assimilating, he's fitting in. He's, you know, you talked about it. We are a place that I think is the true representation of what America is.
Yeah.
I mean, us all getting along, multiple cultures, multiple colors, all working together for good. It's really, I think Decatur really should come and see what's going on at Johns Hill, because it truly is, you know, they say the Johns Hill way. I'm sure you heard that when your family was there. And we truly are working to develop that in a multicultural, dynamic way. And it's really neat to see every day.
All right. How many years have you been a teacher?
Oh, next year I will finish my 35th year being an educator.
That's amazing.
34.
You seem every bit as energetic about it today as maybe you were even at the beginning.
Being at Johns Hill is a lot to do. I was at Eisenhower for a few years.
Yeah.
And I moved over to work for Mr. Prangy, and Johns Hill's kind of put wind in my sails again.
Yeah. Why is that, do you think?
Well, the kids I get to teach are pretty fantastic. I mean, I love my homeroom. I love being part of the direction Michelle's kind of taking it. You know, Rob was there, and now Michelle's done a good job of trying to build a bridge to what was the old Johns Hill. We've really focused on that and tried to get the kids to buy into that. And the arts integration stuff is really touched my heart. I participate in the plays every year. I was the Grinch in Seussical last year, which these guys will say is probably the perfect role for me. And it really is a place that my face hurts from smiling every day.
Oh, that's
I really enjoy teaching.
That's a good problem to have.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I know that bricks and mortar aren't everything. You know, we had a great 8 years there in the oldest building in the district. And that has its challenges from administrators, from teachers. I mean, you've got stuff you got to fix, and things are always kind of hard to go into the theater if the ceiling's falling in, right? But it's not everything. But, man, it matters. I mean, the energy level that you just feel walking into that building. And I think the kids inherently know that the community's invested in them, right? That they care enough to like go, here's this fantastic school to go to. Mm-hmm. What does that mean? I mean, how do you value that?
It's extremely valuable, honestly. The old Johns Hill building had a lot of character. It had a lot of history. It had a lot of memories for everyone in the community that had been there in one facet or the other. This new building just brings a new light, you know, to the modern day, I guess. And it really was nice to see the students as they walked into the building that very first time, where their eyes were just in awe that it was just so immaculately just new and fresh.
And vibrant.
Yes.
And just the design.
Yes.
I know there are people that will, you know, you just need a square building. And it almost feels like a community college, right? And we also know in education these days how important that communal kind of thing is, right?
Yes. And it goes for not only the aesthetics of the building, but also the seating and the way that the classrooms are organized and the way that we have the breakout sessions and the learning stairs and the learning environments are just, there's so much more conducive to what we as Johns Hill are wanting to do with the arts integration pieces.
All right, that's pretty amazing. Well, we have a couple of students in with us right now. We're going to bring another student in after the other side of the break. Now, I don't know how you want to do this. You just want to break the surprise to him now?
Sure, let's go ahead and just break the surprise now.
Okay.
So, Mr. Hale, we wanted to do something special for you. And
okay. I thought we were talking about arts integration.
Kind of like
I come in after you talk about OJ, and now you're springing this on me?
It's okay. Kind of like this is your life. Remember that old story? I know we're going to date our age here.
Yeah, these kids aren't going to know what that is. I barely know what that is. But yes, it was an old TV show.
It's a very old TV show. So last year, or the year before, the district put an initiative out. I believe it came through the media specialist, Maria Robertson, and she did the I Choose You. I know that in that video presentation that Steve Nichols did, our videographer, he asked the teachers to choose a student. And then they gave the students the information about why they would choose them and why they were inspirational to the teacher. This year, we've decided to do I Choose You, where the students choose the teacher. And so we have some students here that have some things that they prepared ahead of time. And I know it was going to be a very big shock to you, but I wanted this to be very special, and the kids were very excited when I reached out to them, and they've worked really hard on some things that they would like to speak and tell you. So
All right. Well, look, they're smiling, and it's 7 o'clock in the morning. I mean, you know, your average sixth grader is not happy about being up at this time, let alone being in here to honor a teacher. Parker, how are you doing this morning?
Good.
All right. Scoot up a little closer to that microphone if you don't mind. Sixth grader?
Yeah.
All right. What's your experience like at Johns Hill?
Well, I was in fifth grade, but, like, it just wasn't working out.
Yeah.
Like, I was too far ahead, so I had to move up to sixth grade and learn everything.
All right, so you were doing too good. And so you were too smart for the fifth grade. They put you in the sixth grade. That's a good thing to have. What's so special about Mr. Hale to you?
Well, he was the first teacher to welcome me to sixth grade.
All right, and you have something prepared?
Yeah.
All right, why don't you go ahead and read that.
Dear Mr. Hale, I choose you. You were the first one to welcome me to sixth grade. While I am younger and smaller than the rest of my classmates, you never expected less of me. You believed in me even when I didn't. You boosted my confidence, my knowledge, and, of course, my love for history. You can make anyone feel at ease in any situation. I choose you as my favorite teacher, my mentor, and my person to look up to for a lifetime.
All right. Well written. Thank you very much for that.
Thank you, Parker.
Ashton, how are you this morning?
I'm good.
Sixth grader as well?
Yes.
All right. What do you have for Mr. Hale?
A story that I wrote.
Okay. Well, go ahead and read it to us.
Mr. Hale, I choose you because you helped me with my classwork. I have always been excited to be in your class because my brother told me that you were a fun teacher and coach. He always makes us laugh with his daily joke. Thank you for being one of my favorite teachers. We love you, Mr. Hill.
I love you too, Ashton.
All right.
Very much.
You got a daily joke? Every day?
Well, it's usually making fun of myself on my wife's meatloaf, and the kids really like that. So my wife is a district employee, so I probably shouldn't make fun of her on the air. So
yeah,
I
won't. Well, just her meatloaf. Okay, it's okay. Well, listen, it's fantastic. I know what goes on in a teacher's life today, and you've never had to be more things at one time than you as a profession have to do today, right? I mean, you're a social studies teacher, but you're a counselor, you're a dietitian, you're the things that teachers handle in their classrooms today is so much more than it's ever been. And it has to be rewarding, you know, beyond a paycheck and contracts and all that, to know the kind of impact you have on these kids' lives and the way they feel about you. And I know you were surprised, and don't point at me. This is all her. But that has to feel good.
It is. It's a great honor to be a teacher. What I'm scared of is more teachers and are leaving in droves. You've talked about the district and the fact that we're short. And I would tell everybody out there, be a teacher. I mean, my daughter's a teacher. She teaches at Parsons, and she'll teach at South Shores next year. And I'm really proud of her. And I'm proud to be an employee of DPS 61. I'm really proud of these guys because they're the reason I teach.
Yeah.
You know, I put a post on last night about I am what I am today because so many people have touched my life. And I've taught for this will be the end of my 34th year. I'm trying not to cry, Mr. Myers. And it has been the greatest honor of my life to be in kids' lives every day.
Well, that's important. That's why you guys are here today, because there's perception and there's reality. And I feel like we all live off perception rather than digging in to find out the reality, because it's a little harder to do. But once you do, you uncover some great stories. So you guys stick tight. We're going to bring another student in now that you know there's more coming. So I'll get you a Kleenex. And when we get back,
we'll hear
from another Johns Hill student. Here's Nick with your 3-day forecast. Back with more right after this.
Today we've got some rain to start, then mostly cloudy and sunny with a high of 62 and some wind. Tonight clear and windy with a low around 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 44 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:23.
It's our lowest prices of the season at Blaine's Farm and Fleet. Right now, shop unbeatable deals on the things you need for spring. Like 3-pound bags of Estate grass seed, just $9.99. $10 off 36-pound bags of Estate crabgrass preventer, $26.99. Assorted 5-quart jugs of Valvoline full synthetic motor oil, $21.49 after sale and rebate. And Stabil gasoline stabilizer, just $9.99 a quart. Don't miss our lowest prices of the season in-store or online at farmandfleet.com.
Experience Milliken University firsthand during a campus visit day on Saturday, April 20th. Tour campus to see where you'll live and learn. Explore top-ranked majors and programs and find your fit through athletics, performing arts, and more than 75 student clubs and organizations. Along with important admission information, you'll learn how the new Milliken Tuition Promise makes your private education affordable. You can even submit your free application for admission on the spot. RSVP for the April 20th campus visit day at milliken.edu/visit.
Hi, JR from Speed Lube here again, reminding all of our clients how much we appreciate you and the services we provide that others may not. Here at Speed Lube, you have the choice to stay in your vehicle or wait in our lobby while we perform the service for you. Our full service includes a multi-point inspection that entails checking differential and transfer case fluids, along with all the other vital fluids underneath the hood. We also vacuum the floorboards, wash the exterior windows, and correct your tire inflation. All of this while providing a premium Pennzoil product. Thank you, Decatur and surrounding areas, for your 43-plus years of patronage. We look forward to seeing you again.
Join us on May 4th from 12 till 5 p.m. at the Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater for an exciting Decatur Park District Arts Jamboree. Unleash your creative side as you paint pots, create art, make friendship bracelets, shop the plant sale, preview arts programs, and more. Be sure to mark your calendars and gather your friends and family for a day full of artistic enjoyment at the Arts Jamboree. For more information, visit DecaturParks.org or visit our Facebook page.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, Mark Topper coming up at the bottom of the hour here. I'll bring out our home highlight a little later today. We've got a whole crew from Johns Hill and this morning. I want to thank Michelle Bonebreak, who is the principal and our teacher of the day here, Kevin Hell, who was surprised by his students. We have another student with us, and I'm guessing a former student. Aiden looks a little bit older. Aiden, where are you in school now?
MacArthur High School.
Okay, but you had Mr. Hale as a teacher?
No, a basketball coach.
Basketball coach, okay. And you've prepared something for him.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead and read it.
Mr. Hale, I chose you because I will never forget the times that you gave me rides home from basketball practice and you referred to my neighborhood as Santa's Village because of all the deer in my neighborhood. You also stayed on me about my grades and helped me with my homework whenever I needed it. And you was always there for me. You were my positive role model. You taught me how to lead by example. Mr. Hale, I thank you and I appreciate you.
All right, thank you for that.
I appreciate you too, Aiden.
All right, so you've got current students, former students. This is just a little example of the impact you've had on hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kids over those 34 years. Pretty amazing stuff. I'm supposed to ask you about the lion. I have no idea what's coming, but tell me the story.
Well, the woman that made me the lion. Well, funny story. When kids do something exceptional, in class, I put a lion on their paper. So if they get 100 on a test, I draw a lion. It's from years of mundane lectures at Milliken. And on my notes, I used to, the only thing I can draw is lions. Stick people and lions, and I work at an arts integrated school. So I would just draw a lion on it. One day, the young man to my right, Parker, comes up to me with this crocheted little lion head. And his mother had made it for me. And it hit me at a time when, you know, I was questioning, did I want to finish the race? Did I want to continue? You know, teachers all go through that stuff, but, it really lifted me up and I wore it like a medal for, 2 weeks. I wore it around my lanyard and, it's one of those things that, you know, money can't buy. You know, it's worth more than a gold medal to me. And, Parker gave it to me and it just, it meant a lot. It meant a lot. And it's just this, it's a symbol of a symbol. And you never know how you impact kids' lives. You know, a silly little lion because they got 100 on a paper, but, to them it means a lot. And it was neat that I got a lion that meant a lot to me.
Yeah. Pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you handled yourself with grace today after getting bushwhacked.
I did. I got, like a train hit me. But thank you.
Well, listen, Parker and Ashton and Aiden, thank you for what you guys did today and coming in here and doing this. This means a lot. And we're so proud of the kids of District 61 and so proud of those teachers that go out and fight this fight every single day. And you got to have administrators that are making sure all of that works together. And congratulations on your new career, the new school. All I can tell you is if you haven't been to Johns Hill, you really need to find a reason to go. It is an amazing space. It's always been full of amazing people, but now the actual building matches that same vibe you'll find in the hallways. We really appreciate it. So Michelle Bonebreak and Kevin Hell, and congratulations, Kevin and Parker and Ashton and Aiden. We appreciate you both, all three of you coming in, and the words that you had prepared before, a big deal and very important. We should do more of this.
Yes, I agree. I feel like that the teachers right now, especially this time of year, is a very difficult for them to get refocused and re-energized. So something like this of I Choose You will really help bring the wind back underneath their sails as well.
Well, you're welcome back anytime.
Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
All right. This is the deal, Nick. This is fun. Nick's a teacher, so he understands and gets all this. When we get back on the other side of the break coming up here, we'll have Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports, and then a little later today, Brink out our home highlight. Nicole Bateman will be in from the EDC, and Angela stops by from the YMCA. It's an action-packed show. We'll be back after news. Don't go anywhere.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Employees of the U.S. Embassy in Israel and their families are under travel restrictions. There's intelligence that Iran may launch an attack soon.
The Wall Street Journal cites people familiar with the matter as saying that Iran could strike within 24 to 48 hours. Iran's vowed to punish the Jewish state for the deadly assault in Syria that destroyed an Iranian consulate, something Israel has not claimed responsibility for.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. Round two of the Masters Golf Tournament in Georgia is today, with some golfers still finishing up round one because of yesterday's rain delay.
Bryson DeChambeau finished the day as the leader in the clubhouse at 7-under par after shooting a first-round 65. Scottie Scheffler, the winner of the 2022 Masters Tournament, shot a 6-under 66 bogey-free round to end his day one back of DeChambeau.
Fox's Joe Morgan. Pope Francis plans to visit Indonesia, East Timor, Papua New Guinea, and Singapore in September, the longest trip of his papacy. America's listening to Fox News.
Spring is in the air. Might be time for spring cleaning. Do you or a loved one need help around the house? From light dusting or switching out seasonal clothes to get ready for spring, call Synergy Home Care to help. At Synergy Home Care, we understand that people are happiest and healthiest where they're most comfortable, in their own home. Call or search Synergy Home Care today to learn more.
Synergy Home Care, care for everyone.
Finally, a place in Decatur to catch every big game and root on all your favorite teams in a welcoming family atmosphere. Hotshots in downtown Decatur is the place to be. Enjoy happy hour every day, Monday through Friday from 3 until 6, and get the Big 3, the MVP burger, a 9-inch pizza, or 6 boneless wings for only $4 each. Also, ask about their Beer of the Month specials. Located downtown at 237 North Main, open daily for lunch at 11 a.m. and staying open to be your late night spot until 2 a.m. Hot Shots, the place for sports.
Prep for adventure and reap the rewards at Speed Lube. Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic Motor Oil and earn a $25 gift card. Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oils are designed to protect for up to 15 years or 500,000 miles, whichever comes first. Fuel your adventure, protect your engine with Pennzoil Platinum Synthetic Motor Oil. Visit one of Speed Lube's 6 Decatur locations or in Lincoln or Clinton. Get your platinum oil changed today at Speed Lube. Offer ends September 30th. See Pennzoil.com/rewards. For promotion details.
Here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast today. It's raining right now. A little later, it's going to be mostly cloudy. And then after that, it's going to gradually become sunny with a high of 62, wind throughout. For tonight, clear and windy and a low of 41. For Saturday, sunny with a high of 74. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Each and every weekday morning, we check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, reminiscing about days of past and the O.J. Bronco chase.
Boy, you know, if you were old enough to have lived through that, O.J.'s death reminded you what a spectacle that whole thing was. Just a stunning real life and real death drama where every person in America knew the accused murderer because of his football fame and his handsome face in TV ads and in movies, and then how quickly it evolved into this, you know, full-blown made-for-TV circus. Not the least of which, though, was this incredible slow-speed chase in the summer of 1994. And it happened on a Friday, and it happened on one of the busiest sports days of the year. And here's the thing about that. That was completely unscripted, so you could not have planned your TV viewing evening around this, because no one saw it coming. It was unplanned. It was breaking news happening, unfolding in real time. And in order to build a TV audience, it required word of mouth. This was call your friends, call your family, call your neighbors. Have you got this on your TV? Do you see what's going on? There was no social media alerts back then. And, you know, just this last week, Brian, we went through a sports event in which the size of the TV viewing audience became a story. How many watched Iowa, South Carolina in the women's NCAA tournament championship game? How many watched the men's title game? And we were rightfully impressed that 19 million tuned in to the women's final. Well, in 1994, with no promotion, no warning, the O.J. Simpson slow speed chase, 94 million people tuned in and were riveted to that thing. And I said it was on one of the busiest sports days of the year. First of all, it was game five of the NBA final, the Knicks and the Houston Rockets. This was the first of the two-year hiatus between MJ and the Bulls winning their separate three-peats. This is when Michael went off to play baseball. It was U.S. Open weekend, and this was Arnold Palmer playing in his final U.S. Open. On that same day in New York, the New York Rangers were being celebrated in the Canyon of Heroes for winning their first Stanley Cup since 1940. It was also the opening of the 1994 World Cup soccer in Chicago. And of course, they cut – it was split-screen coverage for the NBA Finals in most markets, where they had the basketball game with Olajuwon and Ewing going on one side of the screen, and we had the white Bronco rolling along on the other side. And I say in most markets because in Los Angeles, they dumped the NBA Finals completely and went to the Bronco, because Robert Kardashian was reading OJ's statement, which sounded like a suicide note, and people wanted to see if he was going to blow his brains out in the Bronco or pull off to the side of the road and maybe purposely engage the cops in a gunfight so he could go down in a hail of bullets. And we just didn't know. And it was an unbelievable night. But 94 million people watched that thing, which is unbelievable when you think that it had to kind of be a lot of phone calls to people. And everybody remembers where they were if they were old enough to have been around then.
No doubt about it. It's still surreal to me all these years later. All right. On the other side of the break with Mark Tupper, we're going to go take a little trip to Augusta. And Tom Brady's got to stop with this return stuff. We'll get to it. This Look at Tupper on Sports brought to you by First National Bank, the quality bank with two locations in Decatur.
Spring is here, and a perfect time to take advantage of a CD special from First National Bank of Decatur, offering an annual percentage yield as high as 5.28% for 9 months, depending on the product type. For details, visit either Decatur branch at 1688 Baltimore Road or downtown in the Milliken Building. You can also visit one of our other branches in Pena, Assumption, Taylorville, or Blue Mound. First National Bank of Decatur, the quality bank, FNB quality, member FDIC.
Back here with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, day one not even done yet for the Masters.
No, and that hurts Tiger a little bit, because today becomes his endurance test. He's going to have to play 23 holes But I liked what I saw yesterday, and I wanted to see him. I didn't even care if he had a golf club in his hand after he had said, I'm in pain every day. I just wanted to see him walk, and he was walking without a limp. And we haven't always seen that. And so that was a good sign, and he played pretty good golf. And now today he'll be tested on 23 holes. And as you've said, and I've been out to that course too, it's not an easy walk. And so 23 holes on legs and feet and hips and backs and all the things that he's had happen to him. I did think Bryson DeChambeau looked the best I've ever seen him. And I'm not talking about with a golf club in his hand. He's lost the baby fat. He looks great. And he actually sounded like a grown-up. And he has not always done that. He's always operated from the position of more is better. If I hit 380, next hole I got to try to hit it 410. And he's realized that that does not work on this golf course, that you've got to have a more mature approach, and you've got to club down sometimes, you've got to be smarter. And he played like it yesterday. He was really, really good. The Tom Brady podcast, the question was posed to him, if a team like the 49ers had a mid or late season quarterback injury, would you consider coming back and basically riding to the rescue? And he didn't address the 49ers specifically. He named two other teams. He said, well, what about the Patriots or what about the Raiders? And he's in the process of trying to be approved as a member of Mark Davis's ownership team for the Raiders. He said he wouldn't be opposed to the concept. He's 46 years old. I don't see how the league could allow him to play for, say, the 49ers or the Patriots while he was a part owner of the Raiders. That makes no sense to me. I guess he could relinquish his ownership rights, but he's also supposed to begin his new gig as an NFL analyst on Fox. So, you know, for some of these guys, it's tough to just walk away, and some are able to do it. Some struggle with it. I think he knows that he could probably still go out there and be better than most, and probably is curious to know what he could do. And particularly in that scenario where you could try to do it in an abbreviated season that might not start for him until like November, that's probably pretty appealing. But I think he needs to pick a lane here and decide what he's going to be. And I would suggest to him, his body would probably appreciate it if he'd stay in the announcing booth.
Yeah. Listen, I'm a huge fan, and I know he's not going to be Barry Sanders, but he doesn't have to be Muhammad Ali. Let's call it a day. Mark, have a great weekend. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning.
I'm fine with it. If they can work out the logistics, come play two regular season games and get a trophy.
Do you want to be okay? That's assuming a lot.
Well, I mean, he would cherry pick the situation.
Okay, but that's still assuming a lot, and it's assuming that you don't come in and embarrass yourself.
Since they named the 49ers, they were Super Bowl team. Brock Purdy goes down. Tom Brady comes in and runs an offense that he clearly understands.
Assuming he can still do it.
If he shows me he's been working out or whatever, and I have that little bit of knowledge, fine. Yeah. I'd sign him tomorrow.
What does that say about the state of quarterbacks in the NFL?
That there's no other Tom Brady? And we're talking about in a pinch going into the playoffs. It doesn't say anything.
I think he just wants the attention.
Well, he was asked that.
Okay. He's 46 years old.
Yeah.
And that was considered to be old for Jack Nicklaus to win a Masters.
Right.
No contact, no body. I mean, just to walk 18 holes of golf a day for 4 days and win. I don't know. I just feel like, you know, he should have perfect legacy. Mm-hmm. Win that Super Bowl with the Tampa Bay Bucks and call it a day.
Yeah.
And then you've got perfection. Perfection. And it's not like his money-making opportunities have dwindled. Like, you know, I mean, a lot of athletes, when that's done, right?
No, he's making more money.
That's exactly right. So just, you got to have some sense of legacy, some sense of, like, how do I want to be remembered? And unfortunately, what people do is we have short memory spans. We don't go back to the greatness. We go, what have you done lately?
No, I disagree with that. Joe Montana's forever a 49er, not a Chief.
Embarrassed himself at the end of his career. Embarrassed himself. Joe Namath embarrassed himself.
Right, but nobody's really talking about that.
That's what I remember. couldn't call it a day. Barry Sanders, probably too early.
Way too early.
You know, but, it, but it, on the other end of that is like, you know,
and
come
Smith
on.
Playing for the Cardinals.
And then the Joe Montanas and the Joe Namath, I mean, the money they made versus the money that's made. I mean, you know, the decisions I think made in the 70s and the 80s, you know, was so different.
He can't show up week four or something. He could, at the end of the year.
All right, we got to get to the brink cutter. Hold on.
Yeah, we do. That's a good one.
Well, it is, and we'll do that on the other side of the break when we get back here. And what do we have up for grabs today? We have a $25 gift card to the burrito truck.
Love it.
That's on the corner of Pershing and Woodford. Gonna enjoy that 80-degree weather this weekend.
Nice people that work there too.
All right. We'll take the marquee coffee break. You know the deal. The magic is in our beans.
Hi, this is Dan Martini, letting you know about the first-class service you get with First Mid Insurance Group, providing Central Illinois insurance coverage for over 100 years. We specialize insurance for your business and represent A-rated insurance companies such as West Bend Insurance. We guarantee you superior service, building trust through expertise to help make your business secure. We assess your needs and offer you a variety of insurance products and services. Service, whether it is in response to an insurance claim or just a general question, is the most important value we can offer you. Call us today at 217-877-3344, firstmidinsurance.com.
The 2024 St. Teresa High School Mega Raffle is going on now. The fundraiser helps St. Teresa offer a faith-based education to students in our area. Tickets are now on sale, and you can have a chance to win $100,000. Take advantage of special bundles by purchasing multiple tickets, increasing your odds of winning. The final drawing is May 24th. Buy your tickets today for a chance to win $100,000 by calling 875-7950 or online at stmega.com.
We all want our young athletes to have a competitive advantage. If you think buying the newest, most expensive baseball bat or glove is going to give your kid the competitive edge, it's not. At Decatur Orthopedic Center, we know what matters is being an athlete, being faster, being stronger, and more explosive. If you are looking for the edge that's going to give your athlete their peak performance, look at the Athletic Performance Program at Decatur Orthopedic Center. Visit DecaturOrthopedicCenter.com or call 217-864-2665 for more information.
Hey, so what's a great way to spread awareness that driving high is illegal everywhere? A catchy song, of course.
You can run, but you can't drive high. You can run, but you can't drive high.
Friendly reminder, don't drive high. If you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We're back here on a Friday. Hope you're having a great start to your day. Every week we key in on a Brinkouter home, which you can find all of the listings at Brinkouter.com. Today we have 1141 Woodridge Court in Decatur. Lewis Kapler is the broker agent, who's in charge of this. We got a $25 gift card to the burrito truck on the corner of Pershing and Woodford up for grabs on our, Now Decatur Facebook page. You just like, comment, feel free to share. I will tell you, if you start getting notifications, we've been having more and more of these problems with Facebook, with these bots.
Yep.
Going, you've won. Contact us. That's not how the winners pick. The winners pick directly from Brinkouter. They will be in touch with you. We delete that stuff out as soon as we see it and block people, but it's just, it's so maddening that they can't do anything about this.
Yeah, it's the worst.
Yeah. But it happened last week. We took care of it early. But just know the winner will be contacted directly by Brinkouter, not by some phony now, like, and it'll be decay.
Right. Underscores, yeah, or hyphens, yes, or K's or anything.
Oh, it's frustrating. Anyway, the $25 gift card's up for grabs. Where is 1141 Woodridge Court in Decatur?
You know, that's what I was going to ask, but looking at, on Brinkouter.com at this listing, you can actually click down on the map and zoom in just at a far. It looks like it's, near 121. I could zoom in even further to get a better idea. By the Macon County Fairgrounds, generally speaking.
Okay.
Yeah, right over that way.
All right. This is, on its face here, four bed, three and a half bath. two-story, and you've got 5,000-plus square feet of living space.
Yeah.
That says a lot right there.
It sure does. And
move around, family, whatever it is.
And when you get in there, the space will be the key. I think my favorite term for this house, when I look at it, is the first photo. This house has curb appeal.
Good-looking house.
It looks phenomenal from the front, with a little gazebo-style living room protruding off the edge. You've got the angle of a two-car garage with a massive, massive concrete driveway and immaculate, good-looking lawn, a brick house, and then you get into that space, and like Brian talked about, and plenty to move around.
Well, I love the fact when you walk in the front door, the spectacular, you know, two-story ceiling,
yes.
You know, the open space that just feels like, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. You're in a, I mean, there's no other word other than it feels fancy, right? When you walk in, it right. just does.
And I love, as you said, you know, sort of the angles on the, like the living room, you know, that sticks mm-hmm. out and kind of gives you the window angles. You're not in a box.
No. And it's almost like
we just talked about John's Hill, you know, the aesthetic kind of like not just going, here's four walls and a roof. You know, when you get angles and you get curve and you get light in different ways, it's so appealing to me visually. Yeah.
And they didn't box off the ceiling when you get into that room you're talking about. It's like cathedral style, almost like you're in an indoor cozy gazebo with lots of natural lighting. And then those angles continue throughout the house. As you look at the some of the archways they have, the closets at an angle, the big, big bathroom, like the shower experience, a lot of lines that are not expected, a lot of character with the shapes.
You know, I'm just looking at I don't know if this is the master bedroom or not, but when you can have like a king-size bed and like a lazy boy chair,
right.
and the room looks empty.
Yeah, and you don't have to do the sideways shuffle to get between them.
The size that is?
It's a massive room. And then even back to the point, the windows are recessed in a little alcove area, so you could put a little, what do they call those, little daybed sofa that you can lay under there, read your book with the natural light, window open.
Walk-in closets. I love the bathrooms. It's just a lot
variety,
of detail.
And a lot of variety in the bathrooms, from the tubs to the walk-in.
Laundry room spacious, like all the, you know, all the cabinet space to fold your laundry. I mean, this space is the word. I mean, there's just space everywhere.
I'm assuming that this is the master bathroom, and there are two. It's a his and her sink with room to lay down between the two sinks. And then if you turn and then a little tub that you can get down in. And when you turn around, there's an entire makeup table where three or four people, the whole wedding party, could sit there and do makeup in this master suite.
Is this basement?
It looks like a bonus room up top.
No, I'm talking about where the bar and the pool table.
Oh, yeah.
You could play a football game.
You could. This house is, it is just big. It is big. The laundry room has room to fold the clothes right behind the washing machine. I mean, everything.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There's 8 bar stools at that bar in the basement.
Every bit of it, too. Comfortable. Not crowded. Just comfortable.
Well, the bedroom off that is like you had like somebody who like lived in or like people taking care of parents or whatever else. I mean, it's almost like a whole separate ecosystem.
And you can walk out onto another concrete patio that's covered by a large deck
on the second floor or what would be the first floor from the front.
That's right. I mean, this thing is
got it's got a beautiful backyard. I mean, the views are incredible.
Yeah. Ryan, this house is space is. I'm looking at that bar shot from the basement. It's every bit of like you could partition this up and have 3-4 bedrooms down there.
Okay, so let's go through some details quickly here.
Go ahead.
Entire house heated with in-floor radiant heat.
Oh, wow.
With a high-efficiency boiler, right?
Yeah.
Cooled with a high-velocity AC system, zoned with a whole house fan. It's got dedicated security system, closed-circuit TV, 6 exterior 4K HD cameras with night vision, all backed up with a whole house generator. So, you know, you go through one of those Central Illinois ice storms in the middle of the winter, power goes down, you're good to go. whole house generator. I mean, it's all 5,000 square feet.
Wow.
Enjoy all the creature comforts. Got the true instant hot water, tankless H2O heater, every faucet, whole house water filter for drinking system, multiple spaces with separate 5.1 sound systems in the living room, basement, and den. Basement is also accessible from the inside with a custom chairlift. So once again, if you had someone you were taking care of or a family member, you know, you could use that whole thing as a separate kind of facility living. This is $90 a square foot.
That doesn't seem right. That seems low. Built That's in, a value.
Built a year before OJ was doing the Bronco chase.
It looks
1993.
Nice. Yeah, it looks good. Looks modern, looks fine. Again, we always point this out. Don't get caught up on colors or wallpapers or whatever.
This is pretty neutral, you know, in its colors and all that. But, man, it's great. Number of garage spaces, three, right? So that's an attached three-car garage. So you're looking at big family, lots of cars, maybe even, you know, taking care of a family member or parent or something like that. This has got everything.
Yeah. It really does.
What's that whole house generator worth? I mean, that's a haul.
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely it is. And the zoned air conditioning and heating where, hey, nobody's downstairs this month.
Right.
Don't need to pump the air up. Or, hey, I like it cold down here and you like it warm up there. I mean, this thing is well thought out.
Get out of bed, that in-floor radiant heating, you know, in the middle of winter.
Yep.
Good stuff.
Oh, yeah.
All right. BrinkAuditor.com, or you can check out the Now Decatur Facebook page. We have a $25 gift card for the burrito truck on the corner of Pershing and Woodford. The company and Brink Otter taking care of local businesses every week.
And that's a good one.
They're all good.
Yeah. Well, I love
free food. There's nothing better than free food.
That's right. Free good food is.
Yeah, but everything we've ever given away has been good, free good food. All right, Nick's got your three-day forecast. Angela coming up a little later today. Nicole Bateman from the EDC, just back from a conference where she was one of the guest speakers. We'll tell you all about that and maybe preview something for next week. Not sure we can yet. It's going to be good.
All right. Well, here's a look at your News Channel 20 Storm Team forecast. Some rain this morning and cloudy. Sunny later with a high of 62 and some wind. Tonight, clear and windy, low around 41. For Saturday, sunny, high of 74. Sunday, mostly sunny and a high near 82. Current temperature in downtown Decatur, 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:56. This look at your weather brought to you by Brentlinger and Earl Funeral Homes.
Hi, this is Brian Mose. Join us at Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes for our open door session, April 18th at 11:30 or 6, where we're hosting an important conversation about pre-arrangements and preparing for the talk of a lifetime. Discover the peace of mind that comes with planning ahead and ensuring your wishes are honored. Our caring experts will help you start a discussion, answering any questions you may have along the way. Reserve your seat today and take the first step towards a meaningful conversation that will benefit you and your loved ones for years to come. Brittlinger and Earl Funeral Homes, here for you every step of the way.
Hey ladies, get ready for a night of fun and golf. Join us at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th for Playing 5 to 9, the ultimate ladies' night out. Grab your girlfriends and enjoy 18 holes of mini golf with some exciting perks along the way. Get ready for surprises, vendors, special treats, drinks, and appetizers on certain holes, making your mini golf experience even more enjoyable. Don't miss Playing 5 to 9 at Overlook Adventure Park on May 9th.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
You know, there's sometimes where fashion just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I know because Jason Day played alongside Tiger Woods yesterday. He got a lot more eyeballs, but he signed this deal with Malbon Golf Clothing, which is supposed to be this hip sort of innovative golf brand. You know, like they would advertise, hey, we're not your grandfather's pants, except they look exactly like grandfather's pants. He looked like MC Hammer yesterday in the wind.
I didn't see it. I'll look it up.
The reaction online has been unbelievably funny. You got to see like him over a putt with the wind. Like, I'm surprised he didn't turn into one of those Red Bull guys that jump off mountains with those suits.
The squirrel suits, flying squirrel suits.
If he had a top half on to match the pants, he would have been lifting off.
Says his pants are the talk of the golf world.
I'll say hammer time. All right, we'll be back. Angela coming up. Stay tuned.
We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is RJ Crace with your stories now. The state Senate has approved the first major change to the state's biometric information privacy law since it was first passed in 2008. The law makes Illinois the only state where residents can sue companies for improper collection and mishandling of their biometric data, whether they're an employee or customer. The law has fueled hundreds of lawsuits in recent years, including Facebook's settlement of hundreds of millions of dollars in 2020. The change passed by the Senate in bipartisan fashion clarifies damages only accrue per person, not per action, like a fingerprint scan. It comes after last year's state Supreme Court ruling that each fingerprint scan can count as a...
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.